Extremely dangerous. You know, we've obviously known him for the last 3 years. You know, he has the ability to take the top off the defense, and then he can, you know, in his short area quicks and that kind of stuff, he can get open. So, you know, he's a matchup concern, not only just in man but in zone coverage. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of different guys going at him, and it's a situation we've got to be able to stand up because he's a tough matchup.
What's the challenge for Jalen going against him?
Well, you know, it's not just Jalen. You know, just it's going to depend on, you know, where he lines up and that kind of stuff, what guys are on it. You know, we feel comfortable with Jalen covering him, and we feel comfortable with other guys covering him. So, you know, it's a situation we're going to run our package, and, you know, we expect that we're going to cover him.
Coleman has played a couple of games now this year. Have you seen him get better and better?
Yeah, I thought he played extremely well this past week. You know, he played with a lot of energy. He was on it. His fundamentals and his techniques were where they needed to be this past week. So you can tell he's getting better and better each time he steps on the grass.
When you're having trouble getting turnovers, what's the frustration level when two of your guys just kind of collide on a gimme?
You know, it's a situation. Obviously, we'd like for them to come down with that. But, you know, plays happen. You know, I know they're frustrated that they didn't come down with it. But, you know, I get more frustrated because we didn't get an opportunity to help the team out on that. You know, you like the young man to make the pick and that kind of stuff, but we need to do it to, you know, for our team. And, you know, it's a situation we'll have more, and I trust that they'll make the next one.
So it's not going to just be Ramsey and Hopkins, but that matchup in particular, is that maybe one of the other matchups the AFC South can see for year after year?
You know, they're both good players. You know, so, you know, Jalen will be on his side at times, and other times he might not be. So it'll be nice to see those two go at each other because they're both good football players. But, you know, I think we got some other good corners that match up well also.
I think Fowler's been the last couple weeks.
You know, Dante played one of his better games last week. You know, he's fixing some fundamental stuff that we've been on him here for about the last 3 weeks. And you've seen him, you know, affect the quarterback real early, got him off the spot. We were able to get a pressure for a third down win. We just got to continue to stay on him to make sure he's working on the fundamentals. And when he does that, he's a good football player.
In a couple of games, it looked like he was trying a lot of different moves. Is he trusting his strength enough that he can do it?
You know, I think he was trying too hard, to be honest with you. He's pressing right now, trying to make plays, and usually when you press, you don't make any plays. So he's just got to be able to trust that he can execute and make plays within the scheme, and I think he did that on Sunday.
Pass rush and turnovers hand in hand, right?
Generally. Usually. You know, but I thought we pressured the quarterback real well last week. You know, we got him off the spot. We hit him. We hurried him. And we had two opportunities for takeaways, you know. So we got to continue to do that, and I think then we will get some takeaways.
What's the difference, I guess, from an energy standpoint, when getting a turnover, even if it's that Amukamara play, or going 1-4? I mean, you're getting them off the field 1-14.
Right.
Right? I mean, you got to feel good about that part of it, but is there a difference from just an energy level you feel on the sideline if you get the actual turnover?
I think they're itching for a takeaway. Obviously, we all are. But at the same time, we can't press. You know, we were excited because we were getting off the grass. But at the same time, we got to try to steal a possession here and there. You know, our offense was moving the ball and putting themselves in position to possibly score. So we got to try to steal a possession defensively to try to get ahead, you know, on that standpoint.
With the additions they've made, especially from a speed standpoint, how different are they to defend now with a couple of those wideouts?
You know, Fuller can run. He can take the top off. Obviously, we know Hopkins can. But their tight end's playing really well also. So, you know, they got some weapons. The addition of Miller, he's a great back. He was good in Miami. He's doing a really nice job this year. So they not only can they run the ball, but they can throw the ball. So we got to be sharp, understanding when we're bringing pressure, if we are bringing pressure, and if we're going to play 7 or 8-man boxes. So they can challenge us in a lot of different areas.
What does Osweiler do well?
If he's got time to throw and set and throw, I think he's really accurate at his intermediate throws. And they do a nice job of organizing the scheme and that kind of stuff, so he has some success. But he's a big man, so he sees the field real well with levels one and levels two, and he's completing a lot of those balls.
Because of his height, is that creating different challenges?
Well, hopefully we won't hit him in the head. you know, so that's one of them. But, no, you know, you know, he doesn't have a lot of tip balls. So, you know, usually tall quarterbacks doesn't have a lot of tip balls and stuff like that. But it's not going to change, you know, if he was 6'1 or 6'7. So it doesn't change how we approach it.
What if he was 5'2?
You gave him a couple inches, didn't you?
back to the turnovers a little bit.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Mukumaro one was a missed opportunity. Yeah. But Kelvin has a play.
Yeah.
And how, like, where for you guys is that's a should make play? I mean, the ball, it looked like mm-hmm. chucked it in there. I mean, he's a linebacker for a reason. But,
right.
You know, I mean, where is that in your meeting room? Like, we got to make that play.
The exact words were, that's the expectations that we have. You know, we expect Prince to make that play, and I expect Telvin to make that play. And I counted it as a miss-op in the grading system that we use. And, you know, I told him that in front of the defensive unit. And but that's the type of expectations we hold Telvin to. You know, he gets off the spot, continues to break, he'll get that pick. And it's probably a pick six. So that's what we expect, is him to make that play.